The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. All right. So let's start off the second half of the show with a quote from our president.
The kidney has a very special place in the heart.
Gee, and Donald Trump isn't even a doctor. So anyway, while I place voting at or near the bottom of my list of effective tactics for change, it is still an important thing to do, if only because a whole bunch of people died for your right to do it. And you can also register protest against the status quo by voting in a non-traditional manner, which is what I usually do. Anyway, since the 2020 primary election is next Tuesday, you may want to get a pencil and paper or a device or whatever you use to record information, because I'm going to break format and violate a few Thunderbolt traditions and broadcast some information about the upcoming primary by just straight up reading the information and foregoing all of the usual bells and whistles. For one thing, I can convey a lot more facts per hour that way, and also because simply reading the information will cut production time down to a small fraction of what it normally is. In addition, I will be covering the Olympia ballot, and most of these offices will be irrelevant to Seattle listeners, but again, time constraints make producing two separate shows really difficult. And so I don't think it'll hurt Seattle listeners to learn a few things about the political situation here in Olympia. So here we go. You'll see a long list of candidates for many of the offices because this is a primary election, and the top two vote-getters for each office will move on to face each other in the general election. This means that in some cases we could have two Democrats or two Republicans facing each other in the general election. So the first race I'm going to cover here is the 10th District Federal Congressional seat. This is the only federal race we'll be voting on, as the 10th District Congressional seat is being vacated by Denny Heck so that Mr. Heck can run for Lieutenant Governor, which is kind of weird, but whatever. So I was really hoping we could get a good guy to at least make a serious run for that seat, but Beth Doglio, D-O-G-L-I-O, seems to be the local favorite, and sadly, she seems to be the best of the lot as far as anyone who can actually win that seat goes. And she does not suck as many of the others, but she does still suck. Christine Reeves seems interesting, but she was the Director of Economic Development for the Military and Defense Sector for Washington State. And I'm not real clear on what that is, but that sounds rather ominous. The other frontrunners are even worse, though, because during her time as mayor of Tacoma, Marilyn Strickland had a long record of preferring corporate interests over people interests, and Phil Gardner talks a good talk, but he was closely associated with Denny Heck for over 10 years, and so I must assume that he is an empty suit whose words mean nothing. So I will probably be voting for Christine Reeves. So next on your ballot, you'll see the governor. Jay Inslee is going to win. Well, we could do a lot better. We could also do a lot worse. However, since this is a sure thing, this means you can write in anyone you choose and register a protest vote. So I suggest you do that on this one. I will probably be writing in none of the above. So then next we have Lieutenant Governor. Da-da-da-da. I'm not even sure what a lieutenant governor does or what responsibilities they hold, but the two frontrunners are Marco Elias, LIAS, and Denny Heck. Since Denny Heck is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Wall Street war machine and a supporter of the NSA surveillance police state, I will not be voting for him. Mark Elias talks a good talk, and he can't be worse than Denny Heck, so I actually would suggest voting for him just to keep Denny Heck out of that seat. Again, that's Mark Elias, L-I-A-S. So next we have the Secretary of State. Our incumbent is named Kim Wyman, and she is a Republican. But since she seemed to be doing a good job back in 2016, I actually voted for Kim Wyman. And Kim Wyman is, in fact, the only Republican I've ever voted for in my entire life. However, our elections have experienced several faux pas over the last cycle. Kim Wyman released a voter registration database that was riddled with errors, and she refuses to call out Donald Trump for his tirades against vote by mail. And it so happens that there is a progressive named Gail Tarleton running for that seat. And so I think it's time for a change, so I would suggest voting for Gail Tarleton. That's G-A-E-L-T-A-R-L-E-T-O-N. All right, moving right along here now, we have the state treasurer. This is a straight-up progressive Democrat versus incumbent corporate Republican. And so you want to vote for Mike Pellicciotti. And that's spelled P-E-L-L-I-C-C-I-O-T-T-I. And yeah, I'm not going to spell that again because you can't miss it. Okay, so moving along, we have the state auditor. So this is Pat McCarthy versus Joshua Casey. Ms. McCarthy is the incumbent and the favorite. Joshua Casey is a CPA who claims to be more qualified. I will probably be voting for McCarthy just because she seems to be doing a good job and she seems committed to oversight, while Mr. Casey is basically an unknown quantity. So now we have Attorney General. So Bob Ferguson is an ambitious politician, and he'll do whatever he considers politically expedient. But fortunately, he has a left-leaning constituency, so he will do mostly progressive things, I am thinking. Still, this is another opportunity to register a protest vote, so Mr. Ferguson does not feel too comfortable. But you'll have to write someone in because he has no credible challengers. So now we have the Commissioner of Public Lands, which is actually more important than you probably think it is. This is actually a no-brainer. Hillary Franz, F-R-A-N-Z, is doing a good job, and her opponents are all Republicans who want to, quote, balance environmental interests with business interests, unquote. And we all know what that means. So next on your ballot, you will see the Superintendent of Public Instruction. So I am not a big fan of Chris Rakedahl from his days in the state legislature, but he seems to be doing a good job as Superintendent of Public Instruction, and his opponents are all a bunch of nutcases except for Dennis Wick, who has raised no money and who is not going to win. So probably should vote for Rakedahl just to make sure some nutcase Republican does not get that office. And next we have the Insurance Commissioner. So this is another job that requires more competence than ideological purity, and in this case Mike Kreidler seems to be doing a good job, while a libertarian named Anthony Welty seems to be credibly challenging him. So you should probably vote for Mr. Kreidler. For our state senator here from Olympia, Sam Hunt is a corporate Democrat who, for all intents and purposes, is running unopposed. I could not find any information on either of his opponents, so a protest vote seems in order here, so I will be writing in none of the above. So for our state representative in the House, position number one, since two of incumbent Lori Dolan's biggest contributors are Microsoft and Amazon, and since she is going to win this election, I will be voting for the Socialist Party candidate, Johnny Meade, in protest. As for position number two, my biggest priority there is defeating Jessica Bateman and instead installing a true progressive who is not for sale to land developers. And I think that Glenda Breiler fits that description and that she has the best chance of doing that. Mary Ellen Biggerstaff is also a good candidate and would probably even be preferable, but she has almost no organization and she has raised little money. And as I said, defeating Jessica Bateman is my personal top priority, and I think Glenda Breiler can best do that, so I will be voting for her. For Thurston County Commission, District Number 1, there are two very good progressive choices, those being Rory Summerson and Carolina Mejia. And again, I'm going to go strategic rather than ideological purity and go with Ms. Mejia, as she seems to be the favorite. And again, there's a well-funded corporate bad guy in this race named Bud Blake. As far as funding goes, Mr. Summerson has raised $16,847 to Ms. Mejia's $19,347. And both seem funded by ethical sources only, whilst Big Bad Bud Blake has raised $19,320. So believe me, a Summerson versus Mejia race would be exponentially better than a Blake versus anyone race, and county commissioner is much more important than you probably think it is. And speaking of, the Thurston County Commission also has an opening on District 2. And there is a clear choice here for once. Yippee. Vote Michael Stedman. Mr. Stedman is running against incumbent Commissioner Gary Edwards, who is an enthusiastic practitioner of the money over public interest school of politics. And finally, we come to the Superior Court Judge. This is for position number 8. And for this position, I had real trouble finding information on these people of any kind. Their donations seemed to consist mostly of family and friends when I could find even that information. Here is what I could find. David M. Hankins seems to be a right-wing law and order dude. Sharonda D. Amamillo's top funder is the Washington State Democrats. I cannot find any financial information for Jonathan A. Sprufsky, nor anything else about him except a face crack page that tells me nothing except all of the establishment-type people who are endorsing him. The incumbent's name is Scott Alf, A-H-L-F. And while he seems dedicated to crime victims and to domestic violence issues, which are very good causes to be dedicated to, Mr. Alf also seems to be a fan of further victimizing the perpetrators as well, who are also usually victims in one manner or another, and who are often merely adapting to the world as it was taught to them. I don't know enough about this race to vote intelligently, and so I'll probably leave this blank unless someone can source me to more information other than the Olympian, since I don't find the Olympian to be a credible source and I don't want to register on their website in order to access their content. And so, that's it for the election coverage. I'm going to fill in the rest of the hour with some music. And here's a piece that is very appropriate for election time. This is Mudcat.
I just bought me a congressman. He was cheaper than a Subaru. He needed money for his next campaign. Now he'll do anything I ask him to. 20 years on Capitol Hill. He pretends to do the people's will. But I got him in my pocket now. Well, that's the way the game is played. I got lobbyists in my pay. They're on the Hill nearly every day, writing bills that the senator signed. They never read them, but I don't mind. Koch brothers bought a whole damn crew. They own governors and presidents too. Now they're working on the rich man's dream. 9 judges out of 9 supremes. Well, that's business in the USA. Buying senators is all the rage. Big money owns a whole damn show. And we the people get the shaft. But the people now are getting wise. You can see it in their angry eyes. Had enough of all the tricks and lies. And now they're loaded for bear. Party and the liberals too, both stewing in the same damn stew. Big money screwing me and you, and it's time we change the game. So keep voting if you think you should. The illusion might do you good, but you gotta know the whole game's rigged. Politicians don't give a fig. We had enough of this plutocracy. We can't whine and just let it be. The whole Congress is a den of thieves, and we gotta send them home. So get your pitchforks and torches now. Well, that's the only way to push them out. Standing tall on the Capitol Mall. Raise a ruckus now and sound the call. We gotta get out on the streets today. Bare knuckles is the only way. We the people gotta have our say. And you better listen up. Well, that's business in the USA. Buying senators is all the rage. Big money owns a whole damn show. And we the people got the shaft. But the people now are on the rise. You can see it in our angry eyes. We had enough of all the tricks and lies. Now we're loaded for bear. We the people gonna have our say. And you better listen up.
Portland is a town that's in the news much of the time. There are a lot of vegans and there's very little crime. It's a nice, safe place to live. Folks ride bicycles a lot. The winters aren't so cold and the summers aren't so hot. They build houses out of cob. They hang out in the park, where you needn't worry about walking after dark. There are lots of homeless people, but they don't hurt no one. Just be careful of the boys in blue playing with their guns. Yeah, watch out for the cops. 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 You can hang out with the punks with the piercings and tattoos. You can eat out at a food truck, any neighborhood you choose. You can dance to Balkan music while you drink a microbrew, chilling in a gay bar with the mayor and his crew. But be careful what you do, be prepared to get some flack, especially for those who may be male, young and black. The fact is you do better in Sweet Home Alabama. You're safer there on the old streets of Birmingham. Yeah, watch out for the cops. 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 There are flowers everywhere, but for others they've got prisons with some nice electric chairs. You can go downtown, ride the buses there for free, but you never know when you'll get a DWP. A town full of progressives, but such a rotten bunch of cops. Who knows who'll get shot at the next routine traffic stop? When you live in a place like Portland, where they tend to act this way, you can just join the police force instead of the KKK. Yeah, watch out for the cops. Watch out for the cops. Watch out for the cops.
us work. You might lose your dinner, cause we don't take squat from nobody or his mother. One meeting with us, then you won't need another. Like a brother we find on the side of the street. We're beat cops, so we tenderize his meat. Give him 10 of our best, just for being out late. Give him 10 or 20 more, cause his girlfriend is a whore. Hit him with a stun gun, now we're having some fun. He started out a passenger, he's ending up freight.
Sergeant of the posse, you can call me Sarge. When the rubber hits the road, I'm the officer in charge. Love to see kicking, heavy knife sticking, butt thinking, pulse quicken, and my rep get large.
My badge number's high, I'm the rookie of the crew. But you'll think that I'm experienced if I run into you. I'll put you in a chokehold, infect you with my head cold. Some are bad, but I'm bold and beautiful too.
I got a wife and kids, call me family man. But I can beat you to a pulp better than anybody else. Get my partners think I'm crazy, you know I'm not. I love to leave them hazy and ready for the trash can.
Attitude! Cops with attitude! Where's the gratitude for cops with attitude? We're always on the lookout for bunnies and beaners. If we don't like your looks, we'll take you to the cleaners. Rearrange your face, make your brain go out of space. Put your backbone back in a different place. We don't have to be tough, cause you're already wearing handcuffs. But too much is never enough.
Different way.
With a thin blue line, drawing a line through L.A. You cross and you're in trouble, on your knees on the double. By the time you hit your rank, you're like the boy in the bubble. Attitude, cops with attitude. Just a little more latitude for cops with attitude. Kick you in the nape. If you want to check us out, just rent our tape. Attitude, cops with attitude. Hey, where's the gratitude for cops with attitude? Attitude, cops with attitude. Attitude, cops with attitude.
Don't stand up to make the changes we need to do to keep the internet safe, not just for us, but for everyone, we're going to lose that. And that would be a tremendous loss, not just for us, but for the world.
Prophesied.
NSA, Times Are Changing. Before that, we had Cops with Attitude from Harry Shearer, Watch Out for the Cops from David Robicks, and Loaded for Bear from Mudcat. See you next week.